Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. There's a sound of worship in this house that has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now. Flow to you. Flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you, Lord. Like streams in the valley, they swell with the rain. Let the songs of my heart, let them rise to bless your name.
To just flow to him. Everything that you do, you want to do it for him. Between you and our God. Good time. Just let all your worship flow to him. Let all your praises flow to him. Yes, Lord God. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. Yes, praise him. Yes, Lord Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary of your heart. Praise God. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sounds of the trumpet. Praise him. praise him with the harp. Praise him. Praise him with the tambourine. Praise him. Praise him with dance. Praise him with the string instrument. Praise him with the organ. Praise him with the loud cymbal. Praise him upon high. Praise be the Lord. Lord, we bless you tonight, Father. We bless you, Lord God, for expanding our territory, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift you up, Lord God, for we know that you're truly able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or think, and truly it's according to the power that worketh within us. Father, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord God. We bless your name, Father, because we know, Lord God, that you're able. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 he's able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. And we thank him for it tonight. Enjoy the music, and I'll be right back with you. Thank him for just waking us up. And even to be able to say thank you. And even to be able to just worship him. You know, there are all kinds of things that's important to us personally. But as we begin to worship God, for that's what the Lord is saying. He wants us to corporately express worship unto him. I mean worship, where you just say, I surrender all to you, Lord God. It's not me, but it's you, Lord God. And that's where God wants us to be, where we'll surrender all unto him. There's nothing too hard for him. And he wants to work through us. He wants us to be able to just yield every part of our being unto him. And truly, let the altar of our hearts worship him. I mean, more than thank you, Lord. Just a true worship, a true praises. You know, as we go into a true praises to our Father, and we just surrender all unto him, everything that we got, we just give it all to him. Oh, come, let us worship him. You know, let us set an atmosphere that when we're in worship and we're in praises, that his glory begin to fall. Because we're going to stay there in his presence until the glory comes. And that's what the Lord is saying to us tonight. He wants us to begin to worship him. He wants us to begin to praise him. He wants us to begin to love on him and just be an instrument of praise, to make a joyful noise unto him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord. Just give him thanks. Give him praises for all that he is. All of his abilities. I mean, literally, praise the Lord. And when the Word of God said, praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Just praise him for his greatness. Praise him with the sounds of the trumpet. You know, we can become a trumpet if we open up our mouths and just begin to praise him. You know, we look around and we see all the things that's going on in this world. And we pray and we cry out to God. But we need to praise him in spite of, so situations can turn around, because our faith is in the Master, the King of Kings, the Master Creator. Yes, situations come, but we can literally praise God and worship him, and these things will literally diminish. They will dissolve because we have faith in God, because we have trust in him. So I want to encourage you tonight. Give God some glory. Give him his praises, to whom all praises is due, to whom all honor is due. Glory be to God. Not tomorrow, but today. He's due all the praises. He's due all the honor. And I just want to encourage you tonight to get your Bibles. We're going to go over a few scriptures, and then we're going to begin to praise God tonight. We're going to begin to thank him tonight. We're going to begin to worship him tonight. We're going to begin to love on him tonight. We're going to love on him, and we're going to show him, no matter what the enemy is doing, that God is doing far more better, much better than the enemy can ever think of doing. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for your word. And we pray now, Lord God, that you will open up our eyes, that you would open up our heart to your word, Lord God, to your spirit, Lord God. For it is in Jesus' name that the heavens is open, that it is in the name of Jesus that revelation knowledge can come forth. For it is in the name of Jesus that we can begin to understand and hear what you're saying to your people. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you right now to open up every ear gate. Open up our eyes, Lord God. Let us begin to not only hear you, Lord God, but let us begin to see in the spirit realm, Lord, that we'll be able to see what you're doing, what you have for us to do concerning praise and worship. Father, we thank you. We give you honor and praises for what you're doing and what you have already done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we bless the Lord. We bless him tonight. You know, and the Lord just put in my spirit, I just want you to get into a praise mode. Get into the spirit of praise. Yes. And I'm going to play Nobody's Greater Than Him. We're just going to worship him a little bit more. Yes.
Searched all over, couldn't couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body great, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Search all over.
I just want to ask you that question. Have you found anyone greater than him? You can look high and low, but there's nobody greater than him. Nobody greater than you, Lord God. And we give you honor and praises tonight, Father.
Come on, let's go dance for real in here.
And that's what it's all about tonight.
Nobody greater.
We're going to praise God through our circumstances. We're going to praise him through our situation.
Nobody greater.
Nobody is greater than him. No situation is greater than him. There is nothing greater than you, Lord God. And as you lift your hands tonight, just tell him tonight that there's nobody greater than him. Tell him. Let your Father know that there's nobody greater than him. Give him praises and give him honor. Because God is about to rain down some supernatural blessings upon you tonight. Receive what he got for you. Just begin to praise him and tell him that there's nobody greater than him. Yes, you got some aches and pains, but God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Just tell him there's nobody greater. I just want to encourage you tonight to take your praise and worship to another level. Begin to get so intimate with the King of Kings. Begin to love on him. And when you begin to praise and worship the Lord God Almighty, do it as though nobody is there. And God is going to heal you through your praise and worship. You know, when you don't feel like standing up, when you don't feel like getting up, when you don't feel like doing it, do it anyway. Meet him, and he'll meet you at your point of need. You know, a lot of times we want someone to pray us through. But this is a season where God is going to do his miraculous power, not only through answering prayers, but through praise and worship. Nobody's going to have to touch you. Nobody's going to have to speak over you. Nobody is going to have to say anything. put your faith to work. Begin to worship and praise God like never before. And watch what he does. He's going to do it. Limbs are going to get healed. Arthritis is going to cease. Pain is going to be eradicated. Blood pressure is going to be regulated. Hernias are going to be depleted. Diseases, these are going to be the miracles, the signs and the wonders. The doctor's going to ask you what happened, and you're going to be able to tell him, I've been in the presence of the Almighty God. And I literally became an instrument of praise. An instrument of praise. Yes. And I'm going to be playing these worship songs tonight. And as these songs go forth, I just want you to begin to flow in the anointing. Flow in the anointing. And you know the word of God says, early shall I seek thee. Begin to start your day off with a praise, with a worship. Begin to love on God early in the morning. Like the dew in the morning. Yes. And I want you to just listen to the instrument being played. Giving God some glory. He's doing it with the trumpet. With the trumpet. Like the dew in the morning. God wants us to go higher in him. He don't want us to be stuck in a traditional praise. He wants us to let go and let God not only praise him with the traditional song, but he literally wants us to open our mouths, use the instrument, begin to praise him. I mean, this man of God is praising God with the instrument. Listen to how God is using him. God have gave him to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He given it all he got. And if you go into meditation, it's pleasant. It's a pleasantry to be able to get in his presence and be blessed in worship and in praise. And there's so many sounds that the people of God are making for the Lord. Begin to praise God. So they're praising him with the gifts that God has given them, their talents. Don't get stuck. And this one has blessed me. Thank you. praise Him in the congregation. Praise Him. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him. Much that we can thank God for. There's such a need to worship, true worship, true worship. Not tomorrow, but today. Might be too late. And we're going to praise Him while we have breath in our bodies. Praise the Lord. Psalms 150. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about praising the Lord. I am excited about what God is doing. For God is moving. God is raining down blessings. God is raining down blessings. I give Him praises for tonight. We have expanded our ministry. We are officially Kingdom Builders International. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Kingdom Daughters are the international intercessors. And we're a branch of Kingdom Builders International. We're Kingdom Builders. What is a kingdom builder? Building up people. Teaching, preaching, ministering, giving God directives, showing God people what is needed. And it begins with a praise. It begins with a worship. You might be feeling heavy. And when you begin to praise God, yes, when you begin to praise Him, when you begin to honor Him, when you begin to worship Him, you go to another realm. Because it's not about you. It's about worshiping Him, not about what He can do for you, but who He is. And I just want you to imagine that somebody invited you to a worship service. And the trusting person that you are, you go with them. And somebody here might have done that before. But when you go the first time, and you get into a building and you see worship, where they're just clapping their hands, and they may be a shout here and there. And then you look further in the building. And you see a dance. You see someone break out with a dance of praises. Uncontrollably dancing and praising God. And then you go into a little deeper and you see someone else, the singing and shouting and laughing and crying, and they're worshiping God in different ways. But no one is paying attention to the others. And then you see someone with long hair, someone with short hair, someone with beards, you see people in all different shapes, and they all are worshiping God, and they're acting as though they're the only ones in the building, and they're making their own music. There's no music playing, but you hear music, but there's no music playing. They are in another realm of worship. And if you've never been to that other level, that other place of worship, we want to encourage you tonight to begin to worship God in your spirit, not opening your mouth, but begin to worship him in your spirit. Just begin to tell him thank you in your spirit. Begin to tell him thank you in your mind, without opening your mouth. And begin to thank him with your heart. Begin to think back on all that he has done for you. Begin to think back when you didn't know how you was going to make it. And he was always there. Begin to think back when you were hungry and didn't have any food, and he fed you. Worship him. Begin to think how he is taking care of you now. And a lot of you are not employed, but he is taking care of you. Begin to thank him. Begin to bless his name. Let the tears flow. Think about how he's taking care of your children. He's worthy of the worship. He's worthy of the praises. He's worthy. For he is worthy of everything that you got inside of you. If it's a shout, if it's a dance, if it's a wave, if it's tears of joy, if it's a bowed down head, whatever it may be, you say, I can't get down there because, guess what? I probably can't get up. But he's worthy of it. He's worthy of you getting down there and struggling to get up. He's worthy. If it's laying prostrate, he's worthy. For he's worthy of all the praises. He's worthy of all the honor. Yes, 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 he's worthy. And I want you to just bless God with the music for just a couple moments, and I'm going to give you an opportunity, every opportunity that you get to worship and praise God. I encourage you to do it. I encourage you to take advantage of every opportunity that you get to praise God. For there is none like him. None like him. like you, Lord God. Never ever forsaked you, for there is none like him. And even with the praise and worship, it's an act of totally self-abandonment to God. It's a yielding of yourself. It's not about yelling to the person that's singing. It's not about yelling and telling them, go ahead, play that horn, play that trumpet. It's not about that. It's about you yielding. Yielding every moment of your life to God's will. Praising the Lord. All creation, God has invited to take part. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? How all creation can take part in praising God. Isn't that majestic? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That means the animals. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. You know, I get so excited when I begin to read the Word of God. God is a lover of music. He's a lover of praises. If he was not, Psalms 150 wouldn't be in there. Praises, it's an obligation that we have. Praises is not only a human necessity, but it's a human requirement. We are required to praise God. And this is the best part. You will find delight in true praises because you'll get a breakthrough every single time. Don't look around you at what they're doing. Oh, that's so cute. Listen to him praising God. No, you praise the Lord. You yield. Hallelujah to his name. God should be praised because he is God. Praises to God pleases him. He inhabits our praises. I really want you to get this thing tonight. Get it tonight, how important it is to praise God. I got so many notes here tonight, but I'm not going to even go through them. I'm going to open up the lines, and I'm just going to encourage everyone on the line to begin to clap and give God a praise of clapping. Just clap and tell him thank you. Thank you for keeping me.
Put those hands together.
About this one, you need some energy for this one, don't you?
Yeah.
You need some energy for this one. You know, yeah. we can go with the slow motion and the praises and the wave, and we can get with that one.
Yes.
But
yes.
When you got to clap to give it all you got.
Yes, Lord.
You
got
to get up on your feet for that. Where you say, Lord, I can't stand up right now. I'm tired.
Bye.
Glory be to God. You defeat the enemy when you stand to your feet or when you clap your hands, when you do what you feel your body is not trying to do. It will line up because of your faith. You have the victory.
Yes.
You have the victory in Jesus.
Yes.
And we're going to open the lines up now, and I just want to encourage everyone that's on the line. You have gave your clap of praises to God. And I'm going to start, I'm going to just call you out as I see the names and number on the line. I just want to encourage you to just give him some praises or a testimony, just how good he have been to you. Because even with us opening our mouths with our testimony, we defeat the enemy with that. So we want to crush his head with everything we got, every word that we say. We want to praise God with it.
Yes,
he's worthy to be praised. Amen, amen, amen. I'm just going to ask Mother Phillip, I know you're on the line. I love you, Mom. If you would just come forth and give your testimony if you're able to. Amen. Are you there, Mom? Amen. Well, we're going to give God some praises for her. Maybe her line is muted out.
Mello.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Well, I'm just going to open the lines up. Is there anyone?
Can you hear me?
Mom?
Hello? Yes.
Maybe your line was muted. We couldn't hear you.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Well, I'm just thanking and praising God for another year. He has kept me, and I just bless his name. And every time I think of his goodness and all that he has done for me, I can't help but just praise his blessed name. I tell you, when the worship service was on, my God, I just had to get up and dance. Like you said, I wasn't feeling like it, but hey, glory to God.
When
you
thank
him on it, what he have done and what he keep on doing. and blessing my family in the name of Jesus. I just bless his name. Bless his name from on high. And I don't care what all the things that he did for us, we just bless him because he's worthy. He's worthy of every praise, every honor, and glory. Like I said, sometimes you don't feel like it, but I tell you, you get in his presence, you're going to feet going to start moving. Your hand going to start clapping. Hallelujah. You put on a dance. Hallelujah for him because he's so worthy. Hallelujah. I bless his name at all times. Hallelujah. Keep on praying for me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
This one is for you, Mom. This one is for you.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Is that Missy out here?
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It's me. Praise the Lord. God is good and his mercy is to us.
Praise Father. Yes, sir.
For being so good. God is good and his mercy endureth forever. And I just need to pray for me. My body is a little aching a little bit today, and so, but I'm here. I'm here, thank God I'm here.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Well,
Philip, I love you. Yes, Lord, I love you.
Yes.
I know God is good.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your healing power, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you for your healing power, Lord God.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
For your healing power. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your healing power, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your healing power.
Yes.
For healing is the children's bread, and truly you are a child of the King.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you begin to praise him and acknowledge him in all his ways, he said the healing is going to take its course.
Mm-hmm.
Get your praise music. And began to praise him with that music.
Yes.
Cut the TV off and just get in his presence. And you're going to feel better. Because we have joined our faith with yours.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for working out every single thing that you told us you would.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, send your healing angels to that room.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. You can touch her body.
Yes.
You can touch her body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
And it is so. You put on your praise music, praise him how you praise him.
Yes.
And I want you to do that after we get off this line. And I want you to do
mm-hmm.
it for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to feel better.
Yes.
You're going to feel better.
Lord
God
Jesus.
Is going to, you're going to feel the difference.
Oh,
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. Yes, God. Thank,
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord God.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, Lord.
Is there anyone else that would like to come forth and give God some praises?
Minister, it's Teresa. I can't speak. I just want you to pray for me.
Praise God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask everybody on the line
yes.
to join your faith with mine and with Teresa. Her name is Teresa. Thank
yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That God would heal her body.
Yes, Lord.
Heal
Jesus.
Her muscles.
Yes.
Everything that the doctor has spoke over her.
Oh, Jesus.
That is literally canceled in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Everything that God says about her.
Well.
That it is so.
Mm-hmm.
That it is so.
Mm-hmm.
It is so.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And Teresa, you, I'm going to tell you the same thing the Lord is telling me for Missy.
Yes.
Put on your praise music. When we get off this line.
Mm.
And I want you to do it until
mm-hmm.
God release you. God
yes.
is going to work through your faith tonight.
Lord Jesus.
God is going to do something miraculous tonight.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And
yes.
I want you to hear what I'm saying to you.
Jesus.
And I want you to do it.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I'm going to pray.
Praise you, the Father, praise like the Son, pray in the Spirit, thy will be done, yes, here on earth, just like in heaven, from the words of my mouth, I form my way.
It's amazing. For your healing, Teresa.
Yes.
And I don't know if somebody's there with you, but I hope you're able to put on your praise music, begin to praise God and worship Him. God is going to work tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
He's going to meet you tonight.
Yeah.
His angels are there right now in the name of Jesus. They're encamped
around you. Yes, Lord.
And even though you can't speak, honorable Kushe, let him minister to you because you can hear. Let him minister to your spirit. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God, for it is so.
Jesus.
Healing is yours. We have joined our faith with you, woman of God. And we believe in God for your healing. There is some powerful intercessors on this line tonight. And we are believing God for your breakthrough. So I want you to make sure that you follow those directives when you get off the line. I want you to put on your praise music. Don't answer the phone. Don't cut a TV on. Just get in his presence.
My Lord.
Amen, amen. Okay, I'm going to ask Evangelist Hannah if you would just come forth and ask the Lord lead you.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. Praise the Lord. I just thank and I just praise God. And I know I have walked through praising God. I have walked through situations where I didn't know what to do, but I always was a praiser and a worshiper. I would praise and worship God. God said for the spirit of heaviness, for us to put on a garment of praise. And then once we start praising Him, all that heaviness falls off. Our praise confused the enemy. And he's stupid anyway, so we got to continue to keep him confused.
Yeah.
And when we walk through stuff in our life, we got to praise God. When we don't understand, we got to praise God. When he comes to us trying to throw his furious darts, we got to praise God. It's something that you got to do.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. When you are under attack now, I just do my happy dance and just give God praise. And a breakthrough is coming. A breakthrough is right there. Because he's trying his hardest. But I'm going to praise God through it. I'm going to praise God through the pain. I'm going to praise God. If I can't stand him, I'm going to praise him sitting down. I'm going to praise him laying down. When I first got into the body of Christ, my body was so racked in pain. I had to drag myself out of the bed. I couldn't comb my hair. And the church that I was attending just started Bible study. So I would put on me a sweatshirt and a hat, and I would rub my arms down with Bengay. Because I knew once I got in that atmosphere, I had to praise God. I had to worship God. And my body wouldn't let me just sit there and not do it. No matter how much it tried to irritate me in my flesh, glory be to God. And I know that I have praised God through so much. and not leaning to my understanding, just praising him. Praising him. And Prophetess Teresa prayed that song, "Didn't You Know That I Will Be With You Always." That's one of my favorite songs. Always. He's right there. And we just got to praise him. Every creation that God made, we are the only ones that got a mouth that can praise him. His words say, "Don't make me let the rocks cry out, because you not." No, we got to open our mouth, we got to shout, we got to holler, we got to scream, and we got to praise him. And don't be ashamed of it. I've been on the air praising him, I've been on the platform praising him. They're like, "I'm seeing you crazy, crazy, whatever." I'm going to praise my God, because he's worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. My life is not what I think it should be, but I'm going to praise him anyway because I trust him. And that's what he requires of me for my breakthrough. Glory be to God. Just put on some praise and give God all the praise and honor and glory. Give him the praise and honor and glory. While he manifesting things from the spirit realm into the earth realm, we got to continue to praise him. It was a beautiful teaching tonight, Prophetess, and it was just breathtaking. It was just breathtaking the way the Holy Spirit put it all together and the flow of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise God, for we know that there is none like him. Thank you, Lord God. You know, we can praise him because we understand that music is a witness to the power of God. Music has the ability to capture the beauty of God's grace and his love. It evokes the feeling beyond ordinary words. Music. You know, praises is just an outward manifestation of the gratitude of the one redeemed. And as Prophetess Hannah was saying, there is none like him. And we have to give him all we got. If you're blessed to be able to play music like that, if you're blessed to sing, if you're blessed to dance, even if you're blessed to clap your hands in harmony, to praise him. For there is none like him. What would you do without him? And because you have him, your praises, when you don't feel like praising him, it puts the enemy to flight. Yes, Evangelist Hannah, I have watched her press through the pain. She ministered this one sermon, and I can't think of it right off, but it was something about a press in the midst of the pain. Even though you're painting, a praise, I believe. A praise in the midst of the pain. It was something like that. But I praise God because I'm able to praise him. And that song, "For There's None Like Him." And every time I think about "There's None Like Him," I begin to praise him. Yes. And I'm going to ask, is there anyone else that would like to come forth with words of encouragement or praise or just say something for the Lord?
Blessed be the name of the Lord, Prophetess. Teresa.
Praise God.
And bless every person that's on the line and on the internet this evening. I was just meditating on everything each individual had shared. And as the Lord showed me things, I blessed them and blessed the individuals that came forth with encouraging words and their testimony. And, you know, I just thank the Lord. I was in a situation a couple of years ago, whereas when I woke up the next morning to go to the bathroom, I couldn't move. I was like in pain, yet paralyzed from the shoulders down. So I didn't have anyone around me. I was living at this time in a four-family flat, and I was the only person living in this four-family flat. So therefore, there wasn't no one around. My daughter wasn't living with me at the time. My neighbor next door there would normally whistle to let me know when he's going to work, whistle to let me know he's home now. He didn't whistle this day. Either or, he didn't whistle. So I couldn't do anything but depend on the Lord totally. And I said, Lord, what did I do to deserve this? You know, he didn't say anything to me at this moment. But later on, after praying for the people, interceding, even though I could not move, just my head and my neck, I still prayed and interceded for the people and blessed the Lord and worshiped him in spirit and in truth. And the Father finally spoken to me. He said, all this time I've been trying to get your attention. The things that you were doing, it was all good, but it wasn't anything that I told you to do. So in order for me to get your attention, I had to lay you down. Now, some people may assume this is harsh, but it's not. That's the love of God for us. When we are not attentive to what he wants us to do, he makes sure he gets our attention. And this particular time in my life, he totally had gotten my attention, all of my attention, you know. And even though I was doing things for the church, doing things for the elders, and doing things for, you know, children alike, this is not what I told you to do at this time, you know. Sometimes we can get busy doing the things that we think is what God wants us to do. It is all good, but is it what he told you to do? So right now I do want to say I thank you, Prophetess Scott, for allowing the Lord to use you at a time like this, to create in you what has been manifested on the natural, on this earthly realm, for others to come in and to enjoy what the Lord has placed in you and in the people that work with you, and also the organization, the kingdom builders and intercessors as well, for each and every person that probably could not be on this line this evening or either had to leave early. I bless each and every person with the love and the fruit of Christ, with his promises. To end this, what I'm saying, I didn't know I was going there when I opened my mouth to tell you the truth. I never know what my mouth is going to say nowadays. But when I totally depend on the Lord with all my heart, I was able to get up a little bit at a time. And as I was moving my body, even though I heard in my ear, you can't do this, but in my heart I knew I can do this because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So my sister on the other line, know that regardless of what your situation looks like, God is a healer. His words do not fall. He is not a God that shall lie. His words is promised to us, and his words are blessing. And they are, say, they are healing words. And so I will agree with the other intercessors and prayer warriors, and I will stand in a gap for you, my sister, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let that healing power, hallelujah, from heaven fall down upon the sister, Lord, that may cannot speak right now, O Lord, because of the pain she may be in, O Lord. But, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I know what you've done for me and what you have done for many, you can do for her. I stand in the gap for her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are our healer, O God. You love us, Lord Jesus, and we're doing your will in your way, O God, not our way. We no longer live for us. We live to do your will, O Lord, upon the earth, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, send your healing hands down from the heavens, O God, and touch every inch of her body, Lord. Let the fire from heaven, O God, touch the inward part of her body. Lord, let her feel your fire, Lord, your burning sensation of healing her, Lord, healing her mind, her thought mind, Lord Jesus, her heart, oh God. Lord, heal her red cells, oh Lord. Align herself up with the word of God. Align her blood, Lord, with the word of God. I thank you, Father. Line her bones, arthritis, hallelujah. Anything that is hurting her, paining her, any infirmities, oh God, any illness, oh God. Lord, we stand on your word. For we know that word has been spoken this evening, Lord. And we know that you are going to watch over your word, Lord Jesus. Because we come to you, Lord, with the pureness of our hearts, oh God. And we thank you and bless you and praise and worshiping you, oh God, our daddy. You are our daddy, Lord. There's no other daddy like you. You are the creator of all things, oh God. And we just magnify you, Lord, this night. And we thank you, Lord, for being in the presence of us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So to conclude what I was saying earlier, like I said, never know with my mouth on the tree all day. to conclude what I was saying, the only thing I can tell you is if I was trying to do it on my own, I'd be still laying in somebody's bed in the nursery home or a convalescent home, hoping that somebody can come by and touch me. But the Lord has given us all healing hands. He has given us his word. And his word is true and powerful. And his word is anointing. Hallelujah. So my sister, the only thing I can say to you, Lord, just lean on him ever so more. Lean on him with all your might. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And whatever it may feel like, look like right now, knowing that the Lord Jesus is on your case. Some things happen quickly, and some things take some time.
Yes.
But
yes,
your testimony is in your
yes
pain right now, because people
yes
watch you. They're watching you from a distance, and they wonder, how come you still here? But the Lord got his hands upon you. You understand? Well, the Lord has his hands upon you. You may not understand your situation. And why are you going through what you're going through? But don't worry about that. Don't ask the question why anymore. Say, Lord, who can I pray for? Who can I touch? Let them be healed, oh God. And you said, when I pray and intercede for other people's, oh God, your people, you will take care of me. So he's taking care of you. He's been taking care of you. in the name of Jesus. So did I ever finish? So I'll conclude again. I'll conclude again here that I was thrown in. How it took me like 4 days to really was able to walk with a chair in front of me and a slide a chair in front of me to walk. It took me maybe an hour just to take a wash up. But the whole time when I was taking a wash up and every pain, I said, thank you, Jesus, because I could be dead in my grave and didn't feel that pain. But I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for that pain because I know you are the head of my life. There's no other. You know, every little thing, every little tiny little detail. And I had to sit on the bed once I finally reached the bed. And I had to say, Lord, I'm laughing at myself because it took all of this for me to realize how precious you really are to me.
Yes.
Every little thing, the blink of the eye, to open your eyes in the morning, to know that you're whining to wake up. You don't want to wake up sometimes, but you're whining your body. Your body is moving, trying to wake you up. Your angels are standing over you saying, what is she going to get up? What's she going to open her eyes? You know, I don't want to nudge her anymore, you know. And just the thing that you can get up on your own, whatever you can do on your own, feed yourself on your own, chew your food on your own, hallelujah, place the clothes on your back on your own, going to the bathroom on your own. These little things that we seem to take for granted. To pick up a phone. There was a time I couldn't pick up a phone because I didn't have a phone. So I thank the Lord for blessing me to bless others to even have a phone. You know, the little simple things that we just take for granted each and every day, the air that we breathe, the sun came out today, the rain that we see, the different seasons of that Chicago, Illinois, and Michigan and other states may have, the different seasons, and so that's one long season. God is not like that. He does things in seasons. So I'm with the Michigan weather here. Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying all this out of love. I don't know who is on this line, but I just know that you are my sister. If there's any brothers on the line, you are my brother. I don't need to know you. I don't need to see you, but I know that there are kindred spirits up on this line today. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, glory, oh, glory. Lord, we plead the blood over Prophetess, hallelujah, Teresa Cox this evening, oh, God, for the wonderful work that you're doing within her, oh, God, for your people, Lord. We plead the blood, we cover her, Lord, and we build the hedges, hallelujah, release her angels. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let her be filled with the spirit of joy in her heart, oh, Lord. So when she opens her mouth each and every time, oh, God, we can hear the joy and hear the singing of the joy in her heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every one that has a husband or either have a wife. Lord, if there's any situations that's not quite right, give it to the Lord Jesus. He'll work it out for you. Let go, let God. In the name of Jesus, this is all I'm going to say. This is all I'm going to say. God bless you all, and I love you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Even in all that, as my fellow went forth, we know that the enemy is under our feet. And I was happy, Evangelist Prophetess Hannah, when I saw this on the board. And I just want you to be blessed with this song.
Yeah.
How many know that the devil is under your feet? You know, when you give praise and worship to the Lord, you can literally, you're literally putting the devil under your feet. He's under your feet. You know, when you feel you can't walk, get up and stand on your feet. Guess what? Because he's under your feet. One more time. He's under your feet. Pastor Celeste, he's under your feet. And I know you know it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and get your faith on. have to know that the devil is under our feet. I thank God for the switchboard, and I'm able to call back. I know Teresa was disconnected, but God was still speaking to you, woman of God, and I just wanted you to know that the enemy is under your feet. He's under your feet. He has no power. He's been rendered powerless. Powerless. All the weakness that you were feeling is his now. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Celeste if she would just come forth and have some words. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. For tonight, I thank God for the presence of the Lord. And, you know, I sat there and I had to go take care of a couple of things. But I was saying while I was on the line, I said, "Woo, I feel he's under my feet. I feel that. I feel that." And I felt that in my spirit. And anyway, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord that he is under our feet. And God has made all things new. He has made all things new. Glory to God. If you can just wrap your mind around that, you begin to, when you're in his presence, there is fullness of joy. There is peace. Everything that heaven has to give you, he just needs somebody dominion enough, minded enough, Christ-minded enough to say, "I declare it. I believe it. I'll reach out and get it." Because what he died for to give you, it would be null and void if you didn't access it, if you didn't obtain it, because you have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. And there is nothing, there is no thing that can hold you back from the things of God. You just heard the song, you just heard the message say that he is under our feet. And truly, he is under our feet. And just to proclaim it and just to release the word in the atmosphere and just to speak what he said, you're making a divine alignment with what heaven order has to say about the matter. And it's so much power when we do that. I tell you, he is under my feet. He's under your feet. He's under our feet. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I was feeling that praise in my spirit. And I thank God that I had a Holy Ghost anointed woman of God, because I had actually had to click off to go take care of some things. And Prophetess Teresa called me back. Amen. I thank God for that, because I was feeling that so strong in my spirit. And I bless the Lord for tonight, for the word that has been released in my spirit, and I just thank God for all of you women of God, men of God, whoever may be on this line tonight, to be blessed and continue to praise him and believe God and go forward in him. Amen. There's no thing, there's nothing in, that will be impossible to you if you only believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord.
And this one is for you, sis.
Yeah.
Put him down because he's under your feet. We say, stomp the devil.
Glory, glory, glory.
He's under our feet. We have one. We have one.
Oh,
Rabasaka,
all things new. Oh, glory be to God. Hiya. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's how important our praises and our worship is.
Yes, Lord.
Things happen when we praise and we worship God. You know, sometimes they say, oh, that's a bit much. No, catch up.
Yes,
catch
Lord
up
Jesus.
And get on board.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
There's nothing too much.
Hey,
give him all you got.
Hey,
give it to him. You got it. He gave it to you. Give it back. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless
you,
Lord.
Thank
we just
you.
Bless him because
thank
we understand you. That he's so worthy of all of our praises.
Yeah.
And can you imagine what our daddy is saying when he knows that we're declaring that the devil is under our feet? How do you think our daddy feel about it? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited. And you
hallelujah.
Know, this is God expanding our territory.
Yes, Lord.
God is expanding your territory. Don't when you give God some praises and you give his honor to him, move around in your place, move around in your every place that you place your feet, God's going to give you the land. So I want you to be encouraged and know that you are a person of authority because God is in you.
Yes, Lord.
He's in you.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
not defeated.
Uh-huh.
You
oh,
have
yeah.
won. You have won.
Yeah, we got victory. Yeah,
yes, the victory is already
victory.
Won.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So when you go into your house of worship on Sunday, and even when you get into his presence, take you something. Take a tambourine. Take a flag. Take a streamer.
Yes.
Take
yes.
something and begin to dance for the Lord. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to worship him.
Oh,
thank
yes.
you, Lord God. And I'm going to ask, before we close out, I'm going to ask Minister Parks if she want to come forth just to have words or if she want to, whatever she want to do, we're going to yield to her. Minister Parks, would you like to have words at this time?
I'm just glad to be here tonight, and I just got on the line. I'm sorry I'm late, but I enjoyed just that 5 minutes of what I heard, and I just know that... I say amen to everything, and I pray that everyone who had everyone on the line had an ear to hear what the Spirit of God was saying to the church. The church is us, and that they were blessed and they received what they needed. And I just thank God for this opportunity just to say hello, everyone, and be blessed.
Amen.
Yes, and we got something for you, Minister Parks. What the Lord is saying. You know, I thank God that you came on the line, but I want to say this to you. Your cry, he have heard your praise, and he has been with you every step of the way. And the Lord wants you to know that you're closer than you think, that you're closer to the desire that you have asked him for, that you're right in the door where the enemy wants to discourage you and wants you to feel that he's not there. But
all
God
right,
wants
then.
You to know that he's there. He's right there. He's right there at the door. And he have literally made you an instrument of praise. When you sing, Minister Park, the Lord wants you to know that the heavens open up. when you go to that level that you take when you go into prayer, the heavens open and blessings come. For God said, don't seek to praise Him. Don't seek to worship Him. Because He hears you and He answers you. And it's been a lot of things around you, but God has kept you and He has kept your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord is saying He loves you tonight. And He wants you to know that you're right there at the door of the blessing. And He wants you to kick it up a notch with your praise, with your worship. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God, for Minister Park.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for what you're doing in her life, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God that you've created.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we ask you right now that you would supernaturally encourage her heart, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, show her, allow her to see, Lord God, where you're taking her.
Thank you, Lord.
Allow her to see, Lord God, the gifts that stirred up inside of her, Father.
Oh,
Father,
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper.
Oh,
and every tongue that have rose up against her, Lord God, we thank you, Father, that you have given us the authority, Father, to
thank
break
you,
every word that's been spoken that's not of you in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to refresh her, Father, to renew
yes.
her, Lord God. Father God, to give her
yes.
fresh fire
thank
under
you,
her
Lord.
Feet.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Father God, that she will flow in you in
yes.
every single area of her life.
Thank
I
you.
Thank you, Lord God, that even, Father, her days will be filled with being able to minister as her daily
thank
occupation.
You.
I thank you, Father
Jesus.
God, that she will
thank
not have to be a certain place at a certain time, Lord God, that
thank
you're going
to
free her up in the spirit realm. That you're going to free her up, Lord God. And you're going to meet every need.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
yeah.
Jesus. That her employment, Lord God, will be with you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We seal this petition with the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
For it is all. In
yeah.
Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' yeah. name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank,
thank you,
Father.
Lord.
We thank,
thank
you, Father.
Jesus.
For He's
yeah.
an awesome God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And He hear our prayer.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just got to say this as, you know, years Minister Parks and myself have prayed together, and we'll watch God move in so many areas.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
many areas. And she literally began to praise God like a trumpet.
Thank you
would Jesus. Literally think that someone is there playing a horn.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when I first heard her do that,
thank
I realized
you.
That we are instruments of prayer.
Yes.
That we're
yes.
instruments of worship. And she literally began to blow that trumpet.
Hey.
And the heavens opened up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So I just thank God that He will use us in that way.
Yes.
That
yes,
He will find
yes.
us worthy to do that.
Yes.
I want us to just be encouraged to tap into where God wants us to tap in.
Yes.
Because there's so
yes,
many
Lord.
Unanswered prayers.
Yes.
So just keep pressing your way. Keep pressing in to the things of God.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to end the line, but I just want to just ask, is there anyone that wants to say anything before we hang up? We got a few more minutes. Is there anything that anyone wants to say? Thank you.
I just wanted to ask, I guess, if Minister Sophia... Ms. Parks, if she could, can she see the birth of that invisible, internal, eternal God? If she, I don't know if you can. But.
The King Eternal, Immortal, Invincible?
Yes.
Is that the one? Okay.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay. I would be honored to do that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To the King, eternal, immortal, invincible, the only God, be the honor and glory forever and ever. To the King, eternal, immortal, invincible, the only God, be the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Honor and glory forever. Honor and glory forever. Honor and glory forever. Amen. And honor and glory forever. Honor and glory forever. Honor and glory forever. Amen. Eternal, immortal, invincible, the only God, be the honor and glory forever and ever. To the King, eternal, immortal, invincible, the only God, be the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Honor and glory forever. Honor and glory forever. Honor and glory forever. Amen. And honor and glory forever. Honor and glory forever.
Thank
honor
you.
And glory forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory, oh,
dominion is forever.
Glory,
honor and glory forever.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, man.
Oh, bless you, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless you, man. Oh,
bless
you, man. Oh,
just receive what God is pouring out right now. Just literally open your hands and stretch out and just receive it.
Oh, yes, there shall be an outpouring. Oh, glory to God, Moshe. Thank you, God, Moshe. Aya. Anamosia. Ha. Hey, Shondo. Thank you, God, Lord. Thank
you.
Oh, honor and glory forever. That means even through the pain, honor and glory forever. Oh, Jesus.
Unending.
Oh,
bless his name, bless his name, bless his name.
For there is none like him.
Open up, heavens, open up, heavens. Hey, shay, hey, humble shy.
Well, we want to encourage everyone. If you were blessed tonight, you know, we just want to encourage you. Go to our website, so into Kingdom Builders International. You can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. And if the Holy Spirit leads you, sow into the ministry as you're sowing into the kingdom of God. Because every dime that you sow is sold into the kingdom. And I just want to encourage you tonight, stay in a place of praise. Stay in a place of worship. Just stay in the mindset of praises. And of worship and honor and glory forever.
Yes.
Forever.
Yes.
Just forever. Yes. At work, forever. At the table, forever.
Thank you.
At the bank, give him honor. Give him glory.
Yes.
For we're in a time that is going to take that and more.
Yes.
To save a child, to bring someone to salvation. And if you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, to the internet listeners and even those on the line, if you don't know how he have died for you and didn't stay dead, we encourage you to accept him into your heart tonight. Receive that change. Receive that spiritual conversion.
Family.
Receive it. It's available for you.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to the family of God if you have received it tonight. If you have received what God has to offer for you, it's freedom. Freedom from the chains of bondage. It doesn't matter what your family is going through. It doesn't matter what no one else is going through. God can start right with you and set you free and take you to a place where chains are and they'll be made free because of your walk with God. If you don't have a Bible, go to our website. Go to kingdomdaughters.org and just send us an email and tell us that you want a Bible. We'll send you out a Bible. And bring someone else to the lines. We're gonna be here every night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So far, we have Saturdays at 9 o'clock, Fridays at 9 o'clock, Tuesdays. I think Evangelist Hannah is going to be coming on at 7 or 7:30. Evangelist Hannah, is at 7 or 7:30.
Praise the Lord. It'll be 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, praise God.
All right.
That'll be the 8 o'clock hour for Evangelist Hannah. And then we're working on a program for the other days. And, again, we're going to be doing intercession on Friday, I mean on Sundays. Sundays, every Sunday, it's going to be the intercession. So if you want prayer, come on Sundays at 9 Eastern Standard Time. And that's 8 o'clock Central Standard. So we want to encourage you to just join in with us. We will be posting a full schedule. And I just want to encourage you to stay in the presence of the Lord. And we're going to end with a quick prayer. And I got a song that I want to just send out to everyone on the line and even those on the internet internationally. Father, we thank you that each listener is covered with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your angels are encamped around our homes, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for every single life that's on this line. Father, we ask you to use us to win souls unto you. Father, we ask you to use us, Lord God, to give you the glory and to give you the honor in every single situation. And everything that's not like you, Father, that may be inside of us, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bring it to the forefront of our minds and of our hearts, Lord God, so that it can be dealt with. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And before you hang up, we just got a few more minutes. I just want you to be blessed with flow to you. Everything that we do is for him. Amen, and have a blessed night. God bless you all. And please listen to the anointing in this song.
There is a sound of worship in this house that has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now. Flow to you. Flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you, Lord. Like let the songs of my heart, let them rise to bless your name and flow to you, flow to you. Lord, let my worship flow to you. Is that your desire? Well, then lift it up with us. Flow to you.
Worship flow to him. That means give him the glory in everything that you do. Every time you praise him, give him glory. Every act, give him glory. Give him glory. When you worship him, give him glory. So we encourage you tonight. Have a wonderful night. Be a blessing to someone around you. Call someone and just encourage them tonight. Call someone and just pray for them tonight. Call someone and just sing to them tonight. And let them know how important it is to give God the glory, to worship and praise our Father. Be an example. Be part of the blessing. Yes. God bless you all. Know that I love you. Stay on the wall, because God is with you. From Kingdom Builders International, we love you. Be blessed. Have a blessed week. Tomorrow, join Minister Park at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be talking about crowns, and we all want a crown. So join in tomorrow night and be blessed with an awesome about the crowns that we can look forward to. God bless you and have a wonderful evening.